she be answering? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
朋友们大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Gainess。 有这样一句俗语是早起的鸟儿有虫吃。据说当年呢，著名的童话作家郑渊洁上学时写作文偏偏不这样写，人家都说早起的鸟儿有虫吃，而他却说早起的虫儿被鸟吃，真是特立独行。而有时候呢，往往特立独行的人能够看到更美丽的风景。咱们的绯闻女孩又有什么独特的爱好呢？赶快来听一听。
I bet you're wondering what Gossip Girl is doing up so early. Truth is, I never went to bed. Why waste precious time dreaming when waking life is so much better? Is there really anything better than a lazy Sunday? Reading the paper in bed, sipping coffee, scrambling an egg or two? Yeah, right. We Upper East Siders don't do lazy. Breakfast is brunch, and it comes with champagne, a dress code, and 100 of our closest friends. And enemies. Chuck's dad, Bart Bass, is hosting the annual brunch for his foundation. Everyone is invited. Well...Not everyone.
好了 ，I bet you are wondering what Gossip Girl is doing up so early. 我打赌你一定在诧异，绯闻女孩为什么这么早就起床呢 ？Bet, B-E-T, 打赌的意思。I bet, 我打赌怎么怎么样。I bet Blair is gorgeous. 我打赌 Blair 非常的漂亮。有 I bet, 那么也有 You bet.一点儿也没错，我可以打包票 ,You bet. 比如说 ,We are sure to win, 我们赢定了 ,You bet, 当然。你也可以说 ,It's in the bag, 已经是囊中之物了 ,It's in the bag. 或者说 ,It's a done deal. 这呢也是一种很肯定的说法 ,It's a done deal. 与之类似的还有 ,It's a dead cert. Cert,C-E-R-T 本身呢就是指确定的事情 It's a dead cert 也表示对事物很肯定好 Truth is I never went to bed 事实上我从来都不睡觉原来绯闻女孩的独特之处在于她从来都不会睡觉的为什么呢她说 Why waste precious time dreaming when waking life is so much better 既然醒时的生活如此美好那为什么要把宝贵的时间浪费到做梦上去呢Precious, P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S, 宝贵的珍贵的它的近义词是 valuable, V-A-L-U-A-B-L-E, valuable. 但是呢这两个词语有些细微的区别。Precious 指的是任何无法用钱衡量的珍贵的东西尤其是用于失掉后无法补偿的东西还可以用于人的感情方面。比如说 true friends are very precious.真正的朋友是非常珍贵的 I think so 而 valuable 指的是任何值钱的或者可以带来巨额利润的以及非常有用的或者受人珍视的东西比如说 He wants to look for the extremely valuable item gold 他想寻找那极有价值的东西黄金 OK Is there really anything better than a lazy Sunday? 还有什么比慵懒的周日更令人眷恋的呢Is there really anything better than a lazy Sunday? 这个句型呢，我们可以套用到日常的口语中。Is there anything 加上一个比较级，请大家来造句。还有什么比健康更重要的呢？我们一起来说。Is there anything more important than health? 还有什么比健康更重要的呢？ Is there anything more important than health? OK, 我们再来回顾一遍绯闻女孩的句子。Is there really anything better than a lazy Sunday? 还有什么比慵懒的周日更令人眷恋的呢？嗯，周日的确是个值得人眷恋的日子。Reading the paper in bed, sipping coffee, scrambling an egg or two. 躺在床上读读报纸啊，喝口咖啡，再来一两个炒蛋，真是美极了。Sip, S-I-P, 啜饮，抿一口。Sip coffee, 喝口咖啡。如果把它做名词使用呢，你可以说 take a sip of coffee。那么 take a sip of tea 就是喝口茶 ，take a sip of tea。Scramble, S-C-R-A-M-B-L-E， 爬行、攀登的意思。 这里 scrambling and never too 显然用攀登翻译不通，那么告诉大家 scramble 还有使什么什么东西混杂的意思，所以呢 scrambling an egg or two 就是炒一两个鸡蛋。 Yeah right, we upper east siders don't do lazy. 对了，曼哈顿的名流们从来都不懒。 Are you lazy? I'm not a lazy bone. Lazy bone, 懒惰的骨头。 Penis, 你在说什么呀？什么叫做懒惰的骨头呢？错了错了， lazy bone 不是指懒惰的骨头，而是指懒鬼。英语中有很多形容词后面会带上 bone, B-O-N-E, 骨头。我们不妨再来举几个例子。You haven't got a romantic bone in your body. 你根本就不浪漫。You haven't got a romantic bone in your body. 注意我们中文里一般会说浪漫基因，但是英文中呢不说 romantic gene, 也不会说 romantic cells, 浪漫细胞，而是说 romantic bone. Get it?那么 lazy bone 也是这样，能理解了吗？ Breakfast is brunch, 早餐就是我们的早午餐。 Brunch, B-R-U-N-C-H, 这是由早餐 breakfast 和午餐 lunch 合成的。不过早午餐并不是每天都有，通常呢只有在周日才会吃，就餐的时间也比平时来得长，通常是早上的10点到下午的3点。这些上东区名流们的早午餐是怎样安排的呢？It comes with champagne, a dress code, and a hundred of closest friends and enemies. Code, C-O-D-E, 在这里指的是法规准则。Dress code 就是指着装要求。Dress code, 而在这里是说这些上弄去的名流们会正装出席。当然 code 还有密码的意思，比如说 I can break the code of this box. 我能破译这个箱子的密码。I can break the code of this box.Enemy, E-N-E-M-Y, 敌人，而 foe, F-O-E, 也是相同的意思。It comes with champagne, a dress code, and a hundred of our closest friends and enemies. 上东区名流们的早午餐有香槟作伴，正装出席，还有许多密友和死对头会面。好 ,Chuck's dad, Bart Bass, is hosting the annual brunch for his foundation. Annual, A-N-N-U-A-L.一年一度的 annual foundation f o u n d a t i o n 基金会 foundation. Chuck's dad Bart Bass is hosting the annual brunch for his foundation. Chuck 的爸爸 Bart Bass 为他的基金会举办每年一度的早午餐会。Everyone is invited. 这个基金会呢盛邀了所有人。Well, not everyone. 哦，不，也不是所有人。好了，绯闻女孩只说到这里，但是呢告诉大家后来没有被邀请的人是 Serena。 故事就说到这里，来回顾一下我们今天学到的内容。首先表达确定的几个说法， You bet, It's in the bag, It's a done deal, It's a dead cert。 然后呢我们对 precious 和 valuable 稍微做了下区分，还讲到一个句型 Is there anything 加比较级的表达。本期呢我们还提到了一个文化常识，早午餐 brunch， 当然也少不了一些新单词，如果害怕忘记的话，欢迎时常来回顾。我是 Kenneth， 下一期绯闻女孩口语大讲堂咱们不见不散。 XOXO See you。
I bet you're wondering what Gossip Girl is doing up so early. Truth is, I never went to bed. Why waste precious time dreaming when waking life is so much better? Really anything better than a lazy Sunday? Reading the paper in bed, sipping coffee, scrambling an egg or two? Yeah, right. We Upper East Siders don't do lazy. Breakfast is brunch, and it comes with champagne, a dress code, and 100 of our closest friends. And enemies. Chuck's dad, Bart Bass, is hosting the annual brunch for his foundation. Everyone is invited. Well, not everyone.